The following presentation was recorded live by HAudio.com.
The opportunity of the day is joy. The Almighty commands us, the Yisem Ach Sameach. Now be full of joy, completely up, the full power of the ecstasy of joy. The rabbis say that here in the old city, in the Beis HaMikdash, on these nights, every night there was a simcha Beis HaShareva. The simcha of the house of the drawing. Lifting up, drawing of water. But they say why they call it the joy of the drawing, because at that simcha, at that festivity, many Jews came back with Ruach HaKodesh, with a degree of an awareness of God which takes them out of the pattern of human behavior into another clarity. Ruach HaKodesh Nefach LeYishacher, becomes a different man. And for the Jewish people, Simcha Beis HaShareva, we come and we're looking for that joy that will connect us to the eternity, to the eternal, to the transcendental, in a way that we're lifted out of the mundane world, but for permanent, for keeps. This is the opportunity, and this is our obligation. Now, for the Western man to hear you're obligated to have joy and a great degree of joy is something of an irritant. It's not only for the Western man, for anybody. Rabbi said all of the commandments, mitzvah v'yosa is greater. If you're commanded to do, it's greater than you're doing it volunteer. Why? Because as soon as we have a command, come on, cheer up, where you get it, where the, and now, you know, then the Yetzirah goes against you. Yeah? It's great, you got it full of joy, you can enjoy yourself. That's right, okay, but then when he says that you got to be full of joy, there's something irritating about that. You're telling me what I have to do. But for Western men, joy. Joy is happening. If your team wins, if you win $1 million. When we're told you have an obligation for joy. And you got to know how to do it. You got to know how to go about it. So it's very much like someday you're going to tell your children, cheer up, you got everything to live for. The Almighty says, full of joy, the world is yours. But how do you do it? So I'll tell you a story. In Lublin, Poland, the German war machine ran over the Poles, and they got to Lublin, a famous Jewish city. And they called all the Jews for a parade outside the city. And the Jews knew what the Germans were. And the Nazis, in their evilness, maliciousness, they told, they ordered the Jews, sing. They commanded them, go ahead, sing. Here you are with the enemy, bloodthirsty enemy, now sing. So I felt like singing, sing, sing. You gotta sing. So one voice comes out, a frail voice. Lom ezech ibebeten avinu shebashamayim. Beautiful song the Jewish people sang. Let us make peace, our Father in heaven. Let us make peace with each other. Lom ezech ibebeten. We'll each talk to each other. Lom ezech ibebeten. That's, you get together. But it was very soft, and the Germans weren't happy. They weren't satisfied. They said, nah, you guys sing. Fine, sing. And they started beating up people. Sing. So one man started singing. We'll outlive them, Almighty. And then all the Jews started singing. We'll outlive them. We'll outlive them, O Father, our in heaven. We'll outlive them. We outlive the Romans. We outlive the Assyrians. We outlive their army. We'll outlive them. We will outlive them. But then everybody starts singing. Here we are with the Germans surrounding us, and they were full of joy. We'll outlive them. Who's going to outlive them. Will outlive them. Full of joy. Until the Germans were upset. This doesn't go. And they start beating people. Shut up. No more. They heard something that bothered them. This isn't one time it happened. Anybody heard about the Jews who went to the crematoriums with Ani Maimon? Did you hear that they danced to the crematoriums with Ani Maimon, I believe? The Beis HaMashiach? You tell about the Slonim and Hasidim. Lodz. That they took a group of Slonim and Hasidim that were saboteurs. They were saboteurs. They were fighting the German government. Why were they saboteurs? What were they doing? They were learning Torah. And for the Germans, that was sabotage. Sitting and learning? Sabotage. They took them out to be shot. For sabotage, you understand? It's sabotaging the German purposes. The Germans were out to destroy our Torah, to destroy us. Sabotage. So they took him out to be shot. So they made a blocher. Kinnish Hashem. Baruch Ato Hashem, Asher Kidshon b'Mitzvoso, v'tzivanu lomus al Kinnish Hashem. And then the Germans weren't in a hurry. So the Germans were waiting, you know, till they shoot him. So the Slonim and Hasidim over there, who are going to get shot, they said, hey look, we got this mitzvah. Let's dance. So I was sitting there, standing there, dancing in a circle and singing songs until the Germans got a little nervous and they shot down while they were dancing, while they were singing. Did they have joy? But there are many stories like this. The stories go on and on. Go on and on. Tell a story of a shtetl in Poland. They took the Jews out with a mass grave. They had to dig their grave and then they stand there with the Jews and they're going to shoot them. But the Germans took their time. So the rabbi saw it was Friday evening and the sun was setting. So they started singing, L'chor Doidi, L'chor Doidi V'kras Kala. And they sang the Kabbalah Shabbos together. And they sang the Kabbalah Shabbos and they were uplifted and they started dancing. And again the Nazis came taking, they started shooting them while they were dancing. Now what is this? You see, is this, it's harder for them to have joy or for us? Were they commanded to have joy? Yeah. But what is it that turned them? They sang, Loma Zachiba Betten, that didn't give them joy. Nivan Zay Ibbaletten, we're part of eternity. Ah, that gave them joy. We're going to make it. As a people, that was joy. Now waiting for death, that doesn't give you joy. But we're dying for Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying the name of God. That's joy. Kabbalah Shabbos, singing. But you realize that without the singing, it is very difficult to have joy. You have to turn your attention. Where are you? We've lived past the Germans, past all peoples. Turn your attention. We are the sanctification of the name of God. That's what we Jews are. You do know that Mashiach is coming. We've come back to this land. And we can say the Chodot, we're accepting the Almighty. And we sing. We sing it and understand it and focus your attention, then your feet will lift by themselves. That's our command. Can one man do it on his own? Yes, sure he can. But one Jew started singing, they couldn't sing. They didn't have joy. One Jew started singing with joy, and they picked it up. One of us means it. We'll pick it up. Feel it. But with the dancing, we have. We will. We're here. We'll see the Mashiach. We have the Almighty with us. We're the Jewish people. Am Yisrael Chai. We're eternal. We've done it before, but we have to focus our attention that with joy, with dancing comes the joy. With singing comes the joy. With some of us being on fire comes the joy of all of us together. This is our opportunity. This is our time. Simchas Beis HaShoeva. If you are lifted, you can come to Ruach HaKodesh, a different human being, the whole year out of your mundane nonsense, the things that are bothering you, that are, we know is nonsense. We know it's just lead weights, keeping us underwater, keeping us from rising, from lifting, from soaring, from realizing our being, who we are, what is our mission. What we've come with, our heritage, our clarities, our understandings of meaning and of the purpose of human beings, and of the beauty of existence, and of the beauty of our relationship with the Almighty. It's our opportunity. We've got to lift. We should lift and hold on to it so that we can do and we can lift others.
You have been listening to HAudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website. To contact one of our representatives, write to HAudio@HAudio.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.